Chris Barrett, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys.
We've been sort of musing this morning, Chris, regarding why did we have to name our test team for the two test matches against Sri Lanka when we were already playing them in a trial warm-up game? Wouldn't you just cool your heels for a while?
Well, I agree, but they do seem to have fixed that up, because Curtis Patterson, they've added into the squad this morning. Yeah, oh. My colleague Tom Decent from the Herald, who's been
there
getting contact with the Australia with that squad. He has just reported about 10 minutes ago that they're putting Patterson in the side. So I think that's a good result, isn't it? I think,
yeah.
They said it was a bad offer selection trial, and they probably meant just between the guys that are already in the squad. But I think, you know, they can make their own rules up. All they have to do is pay for the flight and the hotel rooms.
Oh, I think that's good. I think when you've got flexibility, that's great. That's good when you've got flexibility. So does that mean, though, now, Chris, that he's probably a shoo-in to make his test debut?
Oh, you'd have to think so. He's not going up there just to hang out at the sessions as he was. After scoring 259, over two innings, which was, you know, far beyond what all those other candidates did combined in that game. He's in great form. He's got the first class numbers over the last few years to back it up. I would expect he would leapfrog those guys and slot into that middle order. It's going to be an inexperienced batting lineup, but I guess it's that kind of series, against Sri Lanka. You know, not quite as good a side as India, where they can blot a few of these guys. So he'll come in. I don't know who
does
for him. Maybe
does
maybe
he bat
a red
five
or someone misses out?
Does he bat five? Pekoski six.
Well, yeah, but I suppose you're going to need a four as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, Head will be the guy that will be retained somewhere there in the middle order. So, you know, he could bat as high as four, potentially.
So, from that match, you know, Matty Renshaw missed out. He made 7 and 10. Joe Burns made 4 and 22. Manus Labuschagne made 6.5 century in the second dig. Will Pekoski, 23 in the first innings and 33, I think, not out in the second innings. So, it's a change in the guard, but at least common sense has prevailed here and Curtis Patterson gets a start.
Yeah, look, I agree. I mean, that's all you ask for, don't you, from the selection panel? It's not an easy job, and we line them up all the time, and they do cop it, and a lot of the time they cop it fairly. You look at the other decision they made, and I know in Victoria there's a little bit of discontent about it. Chris Tremaine, having been in the test squad and having gone to that game in Hobart, playing with the pink ball, then misses out when Hazelwood pulls out injured. And they pick Jai Richardson instead from the one-day squad. So, I mean, get your head around that. Mm. That's just for Victoria that there's a bit of unhappiness there and probably just on behalf of Tremaine. But in this instance, you know, hats off to them, because it would have looked a bit silly when you bring a few new guys into the side and the guy who's absolutely shooting the lights out isn't playing.
Yeah. Richardson has done a tremendous job in the one-day form, but with the red ball, how does he go, and is he entitled to leapfrog Tremaine?
Well, I mean, look, he has been in a test squad before. He actually was in South Africa last year when you know, everything was going crazy. He was in that squad, you know, sitting back watching it all go on. So they have rated him that form of the game. He got onto that side, I think, with single-digit number of first class performances, but decent ones. And the reason they really liked him and still like him is because he's express. They looked at him last summer. I remember in the one local one day tournament, I think he was the fastest bowler in the tournament when they had the gun on the bowlers early on. So that's sort of how he came to came to the attention of selectors. And he has done really well in that one day cricket. So good luck to him. But, you know, they always do like a bit of pace. So, he may do very well. It's just one of those things with Tremaine, I suppose. He probably feels a bit hard done by having been in and around the squad and then not got the leg up when the opening came.
Yeah, so it's going to get underway Thursday at the Gabba. The Aussies $1.22. Sri Lanka rank outsiders, $8. There's we're short for the inexperienced lineup we've got.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we don't lose in Brisbane, do we? I mean, you'd think even this summer, against given what's gone on this summer, you'd hope that record still holds up. They're very proud of it up in Brisbane. They're trying to get test matches against better nations again, even though the venues sort of slip behind the others in the pecking order. But I mean, one thing they got in their favour is Australia have a pretty amazing track record there, so they'll hope that holds up. Look, this is one of those series, particularly for those batsmen that are trying to get a start for the Ashes. You just had to, if you're a Sean Marsh and that, you just had to do enough to get through to Sri Lanka, really, and then shoot the lights out there and book yourself a trip to England. Unfortunately for a couple of those guys, they couldn't do that, and here's a chance for these younger guys. I can't wait to see the likes of Pekulski, have a bat for Australia. Yeah. I really applaud that decision. I know it's one of those ones that's not by the numbers; it's by feel and by potential. But I reckon you're allowed one of them with a guy who's meant to be one of the player of his generation. I think that's superb to have sort of a wild card choice like that every now and again.
Chris, how important is it to win? How important is it to win this Test series?
Oh, pretty important, I reckon. I think it'd be pretty embarrassing to lose at home to Sri Lanka. It's still important for these guys to win. You know how the narrative now is to be respected and that's
well, that's what I'm getting at, because in that report it was about win at all costs and everything like that.
You ask Justin Langer, he wants to win.
That's what I mean.
I don't think a lot's changed. Yeah. I don't think a lot will change it. The absolute, as I said before, the absolute nastiest stuff will go out of their game, and that wasn't always in Australia's game. Sometimes the intensity of the contest, particularly against a nation like South Africa, just brought that stuff to the surface. I think they're still playing pretty competitive cricket, and just knowing Justin Langer, I don't know him well. But have been seeing him around as an assistant coach for years, and now back as a head coach. I mean, his natural sort of intense competitiveness is not going to allow him to just have his guys go out there and be respected and not have winning as the main priority. That's obviously what it's about, and they need to restore a bit of pride and a bit of confidence more than anything else before such a big year this year.
Absolutely, it will be. The low point of Australian cricket if we get tumbled by Sri Lanka in this two-test series. I've been away, Chris. I'm wondering whether the extended Big Bash has been the success people thought it would be. I do see that they're going to stick with it. Crowds do appear to have dropped off in the major cities.
Yeah, I don't think it has been.
Yeah,
I think they've bitten off more than they can chew. I reckon they'll have a look at it at some point in the future. The issue is that, it's a discussion with broadcasters.
Yep.
Cricket's obsessed with owning February. Rugby league doesn't get played until March, and neither does the AFL. This is the whole thing behind this, is we want to own October to February. I just don't know if you need to. I mean, I don't think people are back at, the kids are back at school, people are back at work. I think February is not necessarily going to work that well. There's already a fatigue factor with this competition. There are too many games. I think it's just one of the problems that they've got with that schedule that they need to have a look at. I wouldn't be surprised that if they have some one-day cricket again spread through the summer, the domestic stuff they used to do. Remember the old days, you go and play a Shield game in Perth and then there'd be the one-day or at the end. I reckon they'll get that back. I mean, have a look at this summer. They're trying to prepare for a World Cup, and there's no players outside the Australian side actually playing one-day cricket at all.
Mm.
So there's so many shortcomings there. But coming back to the Big Bash, I think it's got to end, really. It's got to pull up at the end of January at the latest. I think that's where it's got to be.
Yeah.
Talking of one-day cricket... Aaron Finch didn't perform well in the test matches, didn't perform well in the one-day internationals. Does he survive as captain for the World Cup?
I don't think he does unless he can perform well. He'll get to go to India for the one-days over there, and there'll be some one-days against Pakistan in Dubai. I think he's got a amount of case to be there. I don't think you can pick the captain first and then the batting side. So Yeah, presents, I think, a few dilemmas really with this one-day side. I mean, they're nowhere near where they were, I suppose, 4 years ago before the World Cup. They haven't really got a, you know, they don't really know where they are spinning-wise. You know, spinners are so important in one-day cricket, particularly in England. I don't think a specialist spinner took a wicket for Australia in that series against India. So they don't know where they are there. There's been talk about the batting order with Maxwell down at seven, whether that's the right thing. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily that big a deal. Where they have got, where they have done well is they've got those, some of these anchors in the middle order, you know, Khawaja, Marsh and Canscombe. They've done well, and they'll, obviously Smith will come back and Warner will come back. So there are some positives there. I just think there's a little bit of uncertainty, and Finch is certainly part of that.
Good on you, Chris. Always great to chat, and we look forward to hopefully seeing Curtis Patterson convert some really good domestic form into some international form. Thanks again, mate.
Cheers, guys.